Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello there and welcome to a special episode of the GAAR. My name is Lee Costello and I had the pleasure of sitting down with Tyrone's Rory Canavan. In this bonus podcast, we chat about Tyrone football, breaking into the senior team, playing alongside his older brother Dara, and what it's like growing up with a certain famous father. Hope you enjoy. Rory, how's it going?
Not too bad, mate. How's form?
All good, all good. So last season was a bit of a breakout year for you, you know, winning the All-Ireland with the under-20s, winning the Tyrone Championship with Eric O'Kearn, getting your first involvement with the county senior team. How would you sum up 2022?
2022 was just definitely a memorable year. Winning with the under-20s, and the club was massive. Like, we hadn't won a championship in 10 years, and to see the boys that had been playing for the club for so long and for them to get their county medal was something else. So now it's definitely a memorable year.
Brilliant. And here, you're only 19, but you've already got something of a highlights reel going on. It all sort of started, you were kicking sidelines and it went sort of viral on Twitter just a little bit. But now you've gone full international after your solo dummy against Glenn in the Ulster Championship. Even ESPN took a clip of that. I mean, first, well, what I want to know, is that the sweetest dummy you've ever sold? And what are your thoughts on everyone's reaction to it?
Well, I don't pay wild attention to it, to be honest. I probably looked good, like, but it was not. I don't pay much attention to it.
See, that's a good political answer. If that was me, I think I would have just walked off the pitch and retired right there and then. But that's where you're getting asked the questions and I'm asking them. Just a couple of weeks ago, you came off the bench against Kerry, kicked two scores to help Tyrone get what was a much needed win. Do you think that's now, like, helped you sort of feel settled as a senior player now, getting that first win? Because it's no secret that, you know, they were struggling earlier on in the league, and the games that you were first coming on and they were maybe already losing and underperforming.
I went through a few tough weeks there with a few tricky results, but it was definitely nice to get the first win when Ian Carey, well, first win when I was on the pitch, Ian Carey, and it was nice, like, but we can't rest on anything because we have Monaghan at the weekend, and nothing's going to come easy there, and we're still in the battle to stay up.
Mm-hmm. And you came on for Darren McCurry, I think it was, and instantly you just took over free kick responsibilities. Were you nervous about that, or is that something you were almost looking forward to?
Well, at a Friday when I was coming on, it was either going to be me or Dara, whatever he was happy with. So I was happy enough. Like, it's why if you want to be a free taker, you have to practice freeze and hit them in their moments. Like, so I was happy enough to come on and get the opportunity to hit them.
Yeah, and we sort of alluded to it a little bit earlier that Tyrone were maybe underperforming at the start of the league. You know, it's no secret there was some struggles. And from the outside looking in, some people would have said maybe there was trouble in the camp or it was unsettled or stuff like that. But what was your experience coming into that environment?
No, it was tricky. Like, you hear a lot of things from outside the camp, like, but no, you don't pay much attention to it, because like we knew in training that we were putting in the work ourselves, like, and we were training hard, and but it hasn't been coming off. And thankfully on Sunday it did come off a wee bit more than it has. So the challenge now is just to back it up again. But no, it was a tough few weeks, like, but hopefully now that we can put a couple more results together.
And just in them weeks, like, how did you find the adaptation to senior training compared to maybe under 20s and club level and stuff?
No, it's a step up, definitely, and I've still a good bit to go now, I think. But it's enjoyable, the training, it's enjoyable, like, there's a good bond between the boys there, like, and this class, just being able to learn stuff off the boys like Matty Donnelly and McCurry and them boys, like, it's they're top, they've been top of the game for years, like, and it's first class getting to learn off them boys.
I was going to ask you, is there any one player maybe in particular that I'm not in awe of, obviously, because you're at that level, but like, who's just even more impressive in training than what you've seen off them just by watching them on TV?
Most of them, when you come up against them, they're they're a lot tougher to mark. But now, them boys, like, I grew up watching them, like, and grew up watching them in all Ireland, and like, it's just what you like. They're your own models, like, and to get to play or train with them is, it's, I'm in a privileged position, like, so. No, I really enjoy it, and every session you're learning something new. If even from management, Joe and Collie, Fergal, Brian, they've all been there and done that too. Like, so, it's class just to learn stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't fall out with me, because I'm going to ask you a question that you're probably sick of hearing. I know the eyes are rolling, but what I will say is that this podcast is massive, so if you answer in enough detail, I don't think anyone will ever ask you it again. But obviously your father is Peter Canavan, Tyrone's greatest ever footballer, one of the best ever to, and that sort of inevitably comes with maybe unfair expectations and pressures. So I just want to know how you manage that and how you found your feet as a footballer in your own right.
Well, I don't really, like, yeah, there's a wee bit of expectation there probably from people, like, but within our own club or house, like, there's no expectations there. You're just told to go out and work hard, as with everything. And it is, or because times, like, you might get a bit of criticism or plaudits that you wouldn't get only because of your dad, like, but it's just something that you have to get on with, and it's nice to learn off him and Dara, and it doesn't affect me too much now.
Well, I was going to mention Dara next. He's obviously now a fully established senior member of the Tyrone team. What's it like playing with him at club and county level? Because it must be pretty, I'm sure there's a better word for it, but it must be pretty cool.
No, it's enjoyable, like, definitely. They're still able to learn stuff off him, as with all the boys, like, within the club and county. But he's playing well at the minute, and it's good that he's just staying injury free. And no, it definitely is. It's grew up with him, like, obviously, and it's nice to get the chance to play with him.
Well, I think it was against Dungannon and Clarks last year. You two worked well for a goal, and the commentators said that was a goal built from the backyard, which I just love. And I was wondering, like, what was it like growing up with Dara? I mean, it must have been a competitive enough household.
Everybody in our house is competitive, the girls too. So it's a competitive house, cousins. Everybody is. It's just it was class, like, growing up. We were going to trainings with Da, with me and Dara going trainings with Da and kicking about there, and I was looking up to his teams that were winning. It was good to have boys to look up to when you were younger.
Is last season the first time you got to play together with Eric Lekir? The first time your two age groups were the same?
We played in minors for a year together. He was starting and I wasn't, but that was the first year I got to train with him and that group of boys. So a couple of that team are on the senior squad now, Joe Goose, Cormac Quinn. It's good to grow up with them boys, and we're at that level now together.
Mm-hmm. I was going to mention Joe Goose. He's another one that's sort of impressive. Same with Cormac Quinn, with the Tyrone senior team. Do you guys carpool and stuff together now? Like, it must be great, like, the players you've grown up with, you're all making it together kind of thing.
We would get up the train with Cormac, he drives, and it is nice, like, because everybody, like, there's a close bond obviously within the club, and it is good, like, that we've able to share them experiences together, and
Just talking now about the under-20 season, obviously you're the captain this year. What does it mean to you sort of taking on that responsibility? Like, what would you do different maybe this year that you maybe weren't doing last year as a vice captain? Is it speaking more, or how do you sort of accept them roles?
It's nice, obviously, but it wouldn't be a wild talker. There's some of our boys do plenty of that, so just not much change, like, at all, really. Just approach the games the same, and see what learning we can take game to game. But as far as the role goes, not too much change now.
Well, one thing that you have to do that maybe some of the other boys don't is balance your time between the seniors and the under-20s at the minute. Is that tough? Is that a struggle? How do you manage that?
Well, I am lucky enough, it's me and Cushy Connor. So it's not too bad. The two managers work very well together, and there's never any problems, or we're never put in a position that we don't want to be in. So it's been, well, thanks to them that it's been easy enough, like, and we've got to enjoy it without being put under too much stress.
One thing I was interested in about the under-20 team last year, obviously Paul's manager, but Owen Mulligan involved at a coaching level. There's just a lot of curiosity around him, especially from people like me from Tyrone. We all loved him growing up. What's he like as a coach? Because it's maybe when people don't think of him, they don't think of him in that sort of role.
People might know about Muggsy. He worked very hard in his own game, and he's passing that on to us, that we have to do our own work outside of training. And Muggsy's a class trainer, and all the boys love going to training and knowing that they get to work with some of the best coaches, like Dermy as well. Muggsy's first class, like, and you learn something off him every night as well, like, and it's easy going to train knowing, because he's been there and done that too, like, so you'd be a fool not to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Now, he was one that loved the dummy, so he's bound to have brought that up to you about your one against Clay, surely.
He would remind me that he's better doing it still. So.
it sounds more like the one that we would all know. What are the expectations this year then? Obviously, because you were All-Ireland champions last year. As a Tyrone team, you haven't ever won back-to-back All-Ireland under-20s. That's probably something I should know. But, like, it just sounds like something that couldn't happen because it's such a huge feat. Is that the challenge? Is that what you're going for?
The challenge, we set high standards for ourselves, and we're up again down in the first round, and sorry, no better team to come up against to put us to pin of our collar. So Goals would be get over down. It's gonna be massive, and look at Ulster is very hard to get out of. So, an Ulster title would be great, and from there would take it from there and see what happens. But no, it's gonna be a big challenge, and we're really looking forward to it. It's a very different team like from last year, so it's a completely different challenge.
Yeah, that was the classic one game at a time answer. I like that. I'll end sort of on just the club season then, because you already mentioned Errol Kearn, 10 years, got the win. But nearly every club in Tyrone's like that. It's a different team every single year that's winning it. There's sort of like no consistency with that. And then that's maybe why the Ulster Championship isn't, Tyrone teams don't do as well in it. Now that you've got experience in the Ulster Championship against Glen, and you put it up to them, like they went on to win this thing. They're a fantastic team. And do you feel like that's something you guys could really push on? I'm not saying you're just assuming you're going to win the Tyrone Championship, but like, is that something that like, is this Errol Kearn team good enough to be maybe one of the first teams in Tyrone to start dominating a little bit and push a little bit further than just the county championship?
Well, that's the challenge ahead of us, and that's the goal. To try and put a couple of big years together, and the ambition's there anyway, and really genuinely looking forward to it. Trying to back it up again, and it would be nice to get back into an Ulster club to go at it again, but. Again, it's a completely different year, and teams have changed, and we've changed, and it's gonna take an hour, big effort, but it would be it'd be nice to get back there and try and right the right wrongs from last year.
And the very last question for me, I just wanted to ask about more of a stalwart at your club and for Tyrone is Peter Hart. So that's someone you would have grown up watching, and now you're getting to play with him, and obviously family connections there as well. What's he like in training? Because you always hear these stories about being the ultimate professional and things. So I just wanted to hear it sort of firsthand what it's like.
Well, everyone in our club would know, like, and within Tyrone, that he would takes football very seriously, and he is, to be fair, a great role model for us younger boys like me and Koshy coming up in the senior squad. That the way he approaches his training and recovery and stuff he's like professional, but. It's nice to be able to learn from him as well as the other boys, definitely.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Rory, for coming on to the show, and good luck with the season ahead.
You're right. Thank you.
Remember to like, follow, and subscribe to the GAR for more podcasts and exclusive interviews. And be sure to listen to Monday's episode with myself, Niall McIntyre, and Darren O'Sullivan as we review the National League campaign so far. Good luck.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.